Welcome to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. This is episode number 130, and I can't believe that we've already reached so many episodes. It's crazy. And if you're wondering why my voice sounds so weird, it's actually my morning voice because it's Saturday morning. This week, I wanted to make sure to be on top of my game and release on time. And so I'm getting this episode ready right now after getting up, and I'm very excited to bring it to you. However, as is often the case, I don't really have a topic in mind. And I don't really think that's a bad thing. I usually don't really prepare for my episodes at all. It's just I sit down and I have a rough idea what I want to talk about, or I have no idea what I want to talk about, but I know it's time to record. So I just sit down and start talking, and it usually works. I don't know how. I don't know why. Maybe it's the podcast mic magic or something like that. But usually it works, and that's really nice. Now, I don't remember what I've told you in my last episode exactly about my book, but I wrote a book about online dating, and it's now available. Oh yeah, I mentioned that. It's now available for sale on Thalia.de, which is a German bookstore. It's called Match? And I have to say because I don't know if you hear it when I say match. I think you can hear the question mark, but then you would like wonder why I'm pronouncing it in a weird way or saying it in a weird way. So yeah, it's called Match. And as I said, it's available for purchase now. And it's so crazy because I've already liked creating books when I was still in design school, because you always have such a tangible, valuable product in your hands after putting in so much work. And my options for creating the book and like designing the book were kind of limited this time around, because I've done it through a particular website that provides options for doing that, but you can't really change a lot about how the book looks. But nonetheless, I think it turned out great. And yeah, I'm so excited to be a published author now. That's really, really nice. And that just feels really, really great. And I'm a little bit proud of myself too. Yeah, how about I dive a little bit into what Match is about? For all of you who can't read it anyway, I'm like roughly going to summarize what I did. The idea behind it was to create kind of a sarcastic and fun piece of literature with deep insights and honest reflections. And I think that Match is that, definitely. On the site I created it on, you get to write up to 17 chapters, and I wrote 17 chapters. And every chapter has 3 pages of text and 1 page that you can add in as like a picture or quote as an opening page, so to say. Yeah. And 3 pages aren't long at all, but I managed to fit everything in I wanted to say, which is so cool. So the chapters always vary. I always have 1 chapter of like reflection and talking about my experiences recently, and then I have 1 chapter that dives a little bit into my Tinder diary that I wrote 2 years ago when I started using Tinder. So they always alternate. Yeah, the whole thing is really sarcastic and positive, and you can't really take everything super seriously, but in the end you can, if you know what I'm saying. Like, I was trying to make it very lighthearted and fun, but also deep, and I really hope that it worked out. If you want to know more about my Tinder diary, you can listen to my episode number 30, which is called Tinderina, and that's where I talked in depth about Tinder and my experience on this app that I'm still on, by the way, and I'm not really mad about it. But yeah, the gist of my book is actually that there are definitely pros and cons to online dating, and it all depends on us to make the best of it. I wanted to give a little bit of hope to people struggling with it, because I don't think that online dating is the be-all end-all, but it's helpful for people like me who are introverted and like to spend time at home. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to meet people, or I'd be forced to go out all the time, which at the end of the day probably wouldn't be a bad thing, but I'm not really in the mood to do that because I have other things to do and I'm tired a lot. And yeah, so for those using online dating or interested in it, I totally understand you. And that's kind of what I wanted to reflect in this book also. But of course, I was kind of a little bit harsh when it came to my Tinder diary. I literally wrote what I felt, and it wasn't always rainbows and sunshine. But I don't think it has to be, because that reflects the entire experience of being on a dating app, or on three dating apps, which is the case for me right now. But yeah, I'm really hopeful and still positive, and I think that things are working out. And that's about it for this episode. I don't want to reveal too much about my book for the people who want to read it. And also, it's created in a way that you need to experience it. That's just, it sounds so dumb, but it's kind of true. You need to read it and you need to experience it to know what it's about and what I'm talking about exactly. And it's not something I can recreate that easily in my podcast. But I hope that you liked this teaser and me talking a little bit about online dating again, which seems to be a topic that a lot of people enjoy. So, or not enjoy, but like a lot of people are interested in, which is totally understandable because it's kind of part of the time we live in. Yeah. So thank you so much for listening and tuning in. I really appreciate you. And I really hope that you liked this episode. If you did, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. That would be super helpful. And I will catch you on Thursday. Bye.